This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Got word today that Tampa and Sarasota is expanding this show. We so appreciate the folks down there at WLSS and WGUL, Joe and Barb and team. Thank you for that. And for the people in Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete, blah, 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 down in Florida, thank you for requesting that. More KJ coming. They're putting the show on over the weekend and all that. We love you guys. I want to get down there and do something. But I want to do it with the station, the answer. I want to do it with them. I don't know what we'll do. We'll do a Q&A or something. So tell the station that you want us to come do something, and we'll figure it out because there's plenty to do. I could bring in some of my – we're making a new movie, MAGA the Movie. It's a big, beautiful movie, and Mexico is going to pay for it. That's the catchphrase. So we're doing that. We can talk about the movie thing that we've set up, FestiFlix. FestiFlix.com. It's festival winners. Still looking for people to help support all these efforts. These are things that we do because we see the need for conservatives to get into the game. Start making your movies. Make streaming sites of films that we want to see and we want to produce and create. That's the kind of stuff you do. Go after them with social media. TeaPartyCommunity.org. We're probably going to rebrand that because of the Tea Party movement. Just doesn't seem like it's got the legs it has. But we'll rebrand it. But it's not going to be Zuckerberg that you're going to be supporting. It'll be a conservative group that's doing these things. We've done these things for you. So take advantage of them. Not here. And by the way, you know this on this show, I don't hawk a bunch of stuff. It isn't like I'm coming on every 5 minutes, hey, come out and check out my blah, 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 and I use this or that. Maybe we should be, because then I'd be making the kind of money Bongino's making on his show. But we don't. We just come out here to deliver good quality content and tell you guys what we're doing to help change the trajectory of this nation. Seeking educational excellence. If you've got a kid or a grandkid who wants to go to college, we've got a thing called CPrep, S-E-E Prep. The best college prep in the world. Not only does it give you the testing, it gives you all of the decision making, where you can get the most bang for your buck with your degree based on your test scores, etc. We raise average test scores. It's all documented. Sent over 3,000 kids to college. 96% of them get massive scholarship money. And a bunch of them get full rides. So we do all the things to solve the problems that we see face. You guys are facing all the time. So anyway, just wanted to give a shout out to those guys and some of the things that we in Florida and some of the things that we're involved in that you should be able to help with if you choose to do so. So anyway, we've been talking about all of the different things that are going on in the country, and there's so many things that are under the surface, right? We still have this Biden-Tara Reid thing. I don't know if you guys saw that there were 62 women that worked for Biden that came out and said, he's not touchy-feely, he's not a sexual predator, you're lying, you know, whatever. So we had those people that came out, and, you know, because they want to protect Joe. But Tara Reid isn't going away. It will be back. But I look at all the issues where the Democrats, and I talk about them being divisive because the president said, we played a clip from him in the first hour. He said Barack Obama was so divisive. He goes, it wasn't reported, it was under the surface, but he is a very divisive guy. And it's true. And so we had this whole social justice movement, Black Lives Matter and Antifa. When's the last time? I haven't heard anything from Antifa. I was in St. Louis not long ago, and I saw a Black Lives Matter thing sitting on my old neighborhood because it's in the city, in a predominantly black city. And maybe I saw, I don't know, 4 or 5 signs of Black Lives Matter. And I mean, I was all over the place. So in a couple places that where I know the signs were, they took them down. I saw one, get this, one Biden sign in a yard. That's it. So that's, you know, I'm just saying, we got all this stuff that's looming underneath, but where is it? Where is it? Is it gone? Is it in the closet? Is it getting a sex change operate? Who knows? But it's out there looming. But it isn't going away. Not by a long shot. And I think the Democrats have shelved some of these things because they know what's about to occur. They couldn't, if you want to talk about Black Lives Matter, like this this dude that got killed by the two white guys, that should have been burning the place down, right? Because no matter what, and I've made my own personal comments about this, there's no reason to kill the guy. I don't care whether he's going in looking at a new construction and the camera caught him. I've gone in and looked at new construction. Not to steal anything, but to look at the floor plans. I've done it many times. And we'll probably do it again. Now, the difference is, if those guys said to me to stop, I'd stop and say, guys, what is your problem? You know, call the cops. I would be on camera. Call the cops. I want to look at new construction. You want to call the cops? They can run a check on me. You can run a check on me. We're all good to go. But you are not the authority. So call the police. Let's get this sorted out. I'm not getting shot over nonsense. But anyway, my point, that type of a story back in the time of Obama, oh, Lord. How many cities had to burn for this incident? Horrible incident. No reason why those guys needed to shoot this man. I don't care whether he had a refrigerator on his back. You don't need to shoot it. Or an air conditioner. Call the cops. So, you know, I don't know what the extenuating circumstances were. Don't know, don't care. But I do know this. All these underlying issues, they're still percolating. And you have to wonder, when do they bubble up? Why haven't they bubbled up? And there are many of them. And it's all because we're in a situation right now where the Democrats are putting so much focus in two areas. One, the lockdown. How do we punish conservatives, the workers? Make them work and pay for the people who aren't work. Make them work, pay for these unfunded pensions in all these states and these cities, these big cities. Make the conservatives go back to work. Let them work. We'll get you your money. Pelosi's got her $3 trillion budget that she's put out there. I'm going to talk about that this hour because that, not because of the money. If they give any more money, I think I'm going to lose it. But I want to talk about who defected and what that means. It's kind of like California 25. You flip a very Democrat district into Republican, a 20-point swing. You can't ignore that. You can't ignore the underlying story around Pelosi's $3 trillion budget she sent to the president. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours, free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was talking earlier about this diversity, you know, sort of being undercurrent for a while. And then we get this story. Actually, Chris Harris, who runs Unhyphenated America for us, Chris sent me this story about the NFL, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And here, essentially, the NFL is rewarding diversity, or wants to reward diversity, if you want to call it that, rewarding diversity. It's not a reward. This may be one of the silliest things I think I've ever seen a professional sports organization do, or a company, a corporation. This is when you know your company's on the decline, with what I'm about to tell you now. That says, the NFL is now in talks to give coaches who are minorities higher draft picks. They are rewarding diversity hires. And here's how this works. If a team hires a minority coach, that team in the draft preceding the coach's second season would move up six spots from where it is slotted to pick in the third round. A team would jump 10 spots under the same scenario for hiring a person of color as its primary football executive, a position more commonly known as the general manager or GM. So the NFL is giving an unfair advantage to teams if they'll hire somebody black. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you how insulting I would be as a coach if you said to me, I'm hiring you so I could get my picks moved higher, moved up. And, you know, that's going to give me the advantage. I'm not hiring you because you're a good coach, that you're the best out there. I'm hiring you because I get an advantage. Insulting. Says if a team were to fill both positions with diverse candidates in the same year, that team could jump 16 spots, 6 for the coach, 10 for the GM, potentially move from the top of the third round to the middle of the second round. But there's more, and, you know, because this is a ShamWow commercial. Oh, yeah. A team's fourth round pick would climb 5 spots in the draft, preceding the coach's or GM's third year, if he's still with the team. So if you keep your affirmative action higher, we'll give you some more incentive. That is considered significant because Steve Wilks and Vance Josephs, two of the 4 black coaches hired since 2017, were fired after 1 and 2 seasons respectively. Now let me ask you this. Why do you think Steve Wilks and Vance Joseph were fired? Now, I'm just giving you a second to think about it. So if you said they were fired because they were black, well, then you've been properly indoctrinated. But if you said they were fired because they couldn't perform, they did not build winning franchises, you might be right. See, here's the deal. There are black coaches out there. They coach at historically black colleges and universities. They coach at regular colleges and universities. College for white folks. That'll trigger a few Democrats. And they get their shots. And I don't know the guy's name, but he's the Pittsburgh Steelers coach. He's a racist. But anyway, he's a black coach. He's done okay. He stuck around. I remember the one who was for Kansas City, light-skinned brother. He's now a full-time analyst. He sucked as a coach. They fired him. It wasn't after 1 or 2 seasons. It maybe took 3 or 4, but he got let go because it's a performance sport. It's a meritocracy. If a white boy comes on the field and can run faster and jump higher and do better than you, block, whatever, he's going to take the black dude's job. That's the way it's supposed to be, and vice versa. The sport doesn't care. The meritocracy doesn't care. The ability to win Super Bowls is what matters. Some people like, so for some coaches, get us into the playoffs. For some coaches, get us into the finale leading up to the Super Bowl. And you know, whatever, the championship. Then others is, get me into the Super Bowl. That's the way they measure. If you can do it, great. If you can't, you're done. That's why you remember names like Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry and Jimmy Johnson and others, right? Because they're Super Bowl winners. This is why. These black coaches have been given shots. Others will be given additional shots. And you know what? If you're a team that says, I'm going to take advantage of this diversity thing, and you go for it, go for it. It does give you an advantage in doing it. And if you happen to find a good black coach that you were going to hire anyway, or GM, and make it work, congratulations. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to be much better off looking for the coach of the New England Patriots, for example. That's a coach. That's a dude who knows how to win. I don't care if you hire 50 black dudes on your team. That guy's going to beat you because he knows how to coach. This is not about the color of your skin should elevate you to some new status. This is about, can you do the job? This is insulting. More social engineering on behalf of the NFL, and they don't even see it. So here we go. There's more to this. Another potential rule change that the NFL is reportedly exploring is that any team which hires a person of color as its quarterback coach would receive a compensatory pick at the end of the fourth round if it retains that employee beyond one season. The NFL notes that there are currently only two black QB coaches in Pep Hamilton of the Chargers and Marcus Brady of the Colts. I don't even know what else to tell you. Look, I stopped watching football. I was a mediocre. I was a good football player in high school. I'm going to even say mediocre because I'm sure there were much better players. I was fast, and I knew the sport. But I didn't study it. I didn't have coaches and all that. I mean, I got coached when I was in school, but it wasn't like a, you know, I played Pop Warner and all that other stuff. So, but I was a good athlete, so I could play the sport. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know what the advantages or disadvantages are if they're blacks or good athletes, good arms, make them quarterbacks, but put the best people in the jobs. Don't just put somebody there because of color. I remember when Doug, what's-his-face, he didn't break the color barrier, but he won a Super Bowl, first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. I was ecstatic for the guy, but not because he was black. It was his first Super Bowl win. That's what everybody wants. It has nothing to do with color. This is crazy. They said the league is also looking into awarding a fifth-round compensatory pick to any team that loses a minority assistant, then becomes a coordinator for another team. What in the world? This is what social engineering does. It's reckless and it's dangerous.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it was well within the president's rights to fire an inspector general who was reportedly looking into the State Department.
The president has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government.
Senator John Barrasso is praising the EPA for taking action during the coronavirus pandemic.
The EPA has made grant funding available to the states and the tribes to help low-income and minority communities address the coronavirus.
Opening a Senate hearing, the Wyoming Republican commended the agency for providing a lot of personal protective equipment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her recent suggestion that President Trump is morbidly obese, although in fact if the president were morbidly obese, he would have to weigh over 350 pounds. You're listening to USA Radio News. Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is asking for an immediate removal of Judge Emmett Sullivan from the case against her client, saying that under the appellate precedent set by a case, Sullivan or his replacement must dismiss the prosecution as the Justice Department has requested.
The law is clear. He doesn't have authority to grant it. He can't appoint a prosecutor himself. The case is over, and his bias is so egregious he should be removed from the case.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on mail-in voting due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
We cannot have people going to places that are predictably dangerous to their health.
Pelosi, trying to get federal funding to help states establish mail-in voting for November's elections. This comes after the Wisconsin Election Commission announced on Tuesday that over 3,000 mail-in votes were not counted in the Wisconsin primary last month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the Trump administration, it is the watchdogs who are being watched closely, with suspicion and disdain now being dismissed at a growing pace. Friday night, with no warning, the Inspector General for the State Department was suddenly fired. President Donald Trump informing the House Speaker in a letter, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as Inspectors General. That is no longer the case with regard to this Inspector General." The State Department's Steve Linick, like all Inspectors General, was charged with oversight, keeping watch for any wrongdoing and reporting it. According to the Democratic chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Linick had launched an investigation into Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and whether, according to a congressional aide, Pompeo and his wife had misused a political appointee for personal tasks. The State Department has not responded to that accusation. Linick had a small but important role in the impeachment inquiry and also had issued previous damning reports about the State Department under Pompeo. It was Pompeo, according to a senior State Department official, who recommended that Linick be fired. The president has repeatedly shown and voiced opposition to his agency's watchdogs, fixated on getting rid of those he sees as Obama loyalists, who aren't sufficiently loyal to his administration.
Did I hear the word Inspector General? Really? It's wrong. And they'll talk to you about it. It's wrong.
It was the intelligence community's Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, whose actions sparked what became the Ukraine investigation and then impeachment proceedings of the president. Last month, Atkinson, too, was fired. In addition to Linick and Atkinson, last month, the Pentagon's acting Inspector General, Glenn Fine, who was overseeing spending on coronavirus response, was removed from the top job. And 2 weeks ago, the official serving as watchdog of Health and Human Services was replaced after investigators found shortages of testing kits and masks, along with delays in coronavirus test results.
Where did he come from, the Inspector General? What's his name?
Three of the four were dismissed late on Friday nights.
This is the dismemberment of accountability in the federal government, if it continues.
Indeed, it is the dismemberment of the federal government. Kudos to President Donald Trump. Touche. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Firing inspector generals, people who do not have a care in the world for the rule of law. I applaud President Trump, his vote of no confidence in firing Linick, in firing Michael Atkinson, in firing Glenn Fine, and the official serving as a watchdog for human services who reported, oh, they don't have any masks. It's Donald Trump's fault, when Barack Obama was the one who didn't order masks. Every one of these people was an Obama holdover, a crook. And what's funny, I've talked about this before. I said, what most people do, they come into the presidency and they just wipe it out. They're like new lions taking over a pride, male lions. They just kill. They kill all the babies because they're like, nope, you will have, there will be no bloodline of anything left. We'll keep all the girls, boys, you're either gone or we're going to kill you. And they kill them, every one of them. All the cubs, young and old, except for the breeding age girl lions. That's it. So think of the presidency as something like that. They just come in and they clean house. Trump didn't clean house. He brought in Reince Priebus, who had his assistant with him. Her name is Katie something. Anyway, he brings them in, and they pretty much leave things status quo until Trump figures out Priebus has got all the, you know, he's doing his own thing. You haven't heard Reince Priebus' name in ages. This is a guy that ran the RNC, helped get Trump elected, was in the Trump administration, and he's now off doing whatever he's doing. Katie Holmes, not Katie Holmes, that's Tom Cruise's old wife. Anyway, Katie something. So they're out. So then he replaced them with other people, and he is where he is. But what I said at the time was, it was actually a smart move. Because once Trump figured out, after Admiral Rogers came over to visit him at Trump Tower and said, you're being spied on. When that happened, Trump said, okay, I'm going to leave the apparatus in place, and I'll find the snakes one by one. And that's what he's been doing. Anybody looking at this situation with inspector generals knows exactly what's going on here. Every one of these guys is a continuation of the crap that Obama was pulling and trying to get rid of Donald Trump. Pompeo, under investigation from Linick because he, quote, misused a staffer. Have you ever asked somebody that worked for you, hey, listen, can you do me a favor while you're out and about? I've asked this of a person that works for me. Now, she's an assistant. I could tell her, go pick up my dry cleaning, go do this or that or whatever. But I don't. But one time she calls, she goes, Kevin, I'm headed to the office. Anything you need? I said, would you do me a favor? Would you stop and grab me a cup of coffee? We'd run out of coffee. So would you stop and grab me a cup of coffee? Yes. That's the type of thing that Linick decided he was going to report Pompeo on. So another scandal was due to erupt because they got to get these people out. Now, look, I don't know if Pompeo, is he super effective in his job? I presume he is. Trump gets rid of people that are pikers, so I presume he is. But whether he is or he isn't, should he be fired over, oh, could you pick up my dry cleaning on the way to the office? Or whatever it might have been? It's ridiculous to even think this. Michael Atkinson, I love how they put that in the report. He sparked the Ukraine investigation. Enough said. Donald Trump did nothing in Ukraine. If there was anybody that was supposed to be investigated, it was Joe Biden, which I'm going to get to him later today. We haven't talked about Biden yet. I mean, we've alluded to him with Tara Reid, but Biden is losing it. I'm going to play a clip and show you and prove it to you. He's losing it. But anyway, so you've got him removing Atkinson because Atkinson created the impeachment of Donald Trump, or the attempt to impeach him. Gone. Should be gone. Glenn Fine, removed from his job at the Pentagon. Why? Oh, I'm going to do oversight on coronavirus spending and or whatever. Yeah, I mean, everybody in one of these jobs, it was an Obama holdover, was not here to further the cause of freedom, to further the cause of truth. They were there for one reason and one reason only. Stir up controversy, keep Trump embroiled in controversy so he can be ineffective. What did I tell you the other day? I said the coronavirus was meant to undo every single thing, the Chinese Wuhan, I don't want to call it coronavirus, every single positive gain that Trump made. I want you to think of the millions of jobs this man created in 3 years, undone with one hoax. I want you to think the GDP, the numbers that this man was going to experience, take out this quarter and you have the most amazing president in American history from a financial standpoint. And the Democrats could not let that happen. Now, what Trump says is, hey, no big deal. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make it even bigger and we're going to make it even better. Do we even have that cut? Because I remember Trump saying it. He goes, I think it was with that Obama incompetence one. But he was like, we're going to make it bigger. We're going to make it better. I'm not even worried. And it's funny. You look at Trump's body language. He's like, so, yeah, they mess with the economy. Don't worry. I did it once. I'm going to do it even bigger and even better. And if you watch his body language, there is no question that that's what's going to happen. Still on the firing of these inspector generals, here's what Mitt Romney tweeted. The firings of multiple inspectors general is unprecedented. Doing so without good cause chills the independence essential to their purpose. It is a threat to accountable democracy and a fissure in the constitutional balance of power. Yeah, Mitt Romney. Linick ignored the State Department's role when $1 billion in cash was sent to Iran in the middle of the night to fund the Iranian Republican Guard's nuclear program and its terror around the world. And this is what, ignored. I mean, nobody said a word about that. This is the inspector general that didn't blink an eye. But guess what? When it comes to Pompeo, well, he may have had somebody pick up his dry cleaning. Pelosi talked about this as well. Oh, wait, clip's too long? All right, well, maybe we'll play it coming back in. Anyway, crazy stuff, folks. Crazy stuff. The president exercises his right to fire whomever he chooses for whatever reason, and then we get people like Romney.
Oh, this is a horrible thing to do. We don't know all the details.
And I love when they say it's never been done. It's unprecedented because it needed to be done. It's one of those things where the president looked at it and says, you know what? We're long overdue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In terms of the State Department Inspector General's firing, I read the letter that you sent to President Trump asking for an explanation. The House Foreign Affairs Chairman is launching, I know, a probe into this, and you said yesterday that if the firing looks like it's retaliation, that could be unlawful. What would happen then?
Well, the fact is that the president should acknowledge why we even have inspectors general. This followed Watergate to have transparency, accountability, to fight waste, fraud, abuse in our governmental actions. While the law, the president is correct in saying he can fire anyone he wants, when it comes to inspectors general, he has a responsibility to inform Congress first. But it is also essential when he says he has lost my confidence, to tell us why he has lost his confidence. This is the fourth inspector general that the president has lost confidence in, so to speak, and it's a pattern that I think is unhealthy for a democracy.
I can't wait for these Democrats to be gone. I can't wait for a cleaning house of the leftists, these so-called progressives. The biggest cancer in this country in our history. Worse than any enemy. Worse than the people who flew planes into the Twin Towers. Worse than the terrorists who attacked the USS Cole, the Marine barracks, and on and on. Worse. Democrats are the far, by far, there's no enemy we face, not Hitler, not Mussolini, not any of them, that can compare to the enemy that we face inside of this country. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. What a pathetic, I mean, pathetic comment. It boggles the mind. Donald Trump can fire whomever he wants, but it's funny how, Anderson Cooper teed this up. The House Foreign Affairs Chairman mentioned this, and you were discussing that this could be retaliation. Isn't that unlawful? No. In fact, it's not. Like I said, when you take over, a new group takes over, they fire. What happens in corporate America? You take over a company, you do an acquisition, other staff gets gone. There's a reason why you fire the other staff. They don't know what they're doing. Right now, Amazon supposedly making overtures to JCPenney. You think they're going to keep JCPenney's management team? The team that couldn't get it done? The team that was forced to fire bankruptcy? Or do you think they're going to say, nope, we're going to put in our own people? I know what I would do. And I wouldn't expect my board members to go, oh, Kevin, you guys did an acquisition and you kept the losers? You kept the people that got them into bankruptcy? Or I should say, you fired them, so we're going to go after you? My board would go, why did you keep them? They were useless. They were Democrats. Oh, boy. When you see a company that goes out of business, I'm going to give you a hint. The management team is probably leftist. Conservatives know how to run companies. We understand balance sheets and income statements. We understand what ROI needs to happen for a product. It isn't about feel good and, oh, I'm going to donate a pair of shoes for every pair of socks you buy, whatever. It isn't like that. You can do that stuff. I'm not saying don't go do some good corporately. But you know what you do good corporately? When you start a company and you hire people, you're increasing the tax base. You're doing something few people are willing to do, which is put their time, effort, energy, and generally resources of money into somebody else's hands and say, now go make me money. I was having this conversation with my assistant. I told her, whatever money I'm paying you, if you aren't focused on making X profit on your role, then your role is extraneous. And your profit might come in extending my time. If I'm billing out at $500 an hour, if that's what I rate myself, for example, and you come in and I've got a 10-hour day, and you come in and you turn my 10-hour day into a 6-hour day where I can now take that additional 4 hours and focus on money, profit-driven things, then you're worth the 4 hours a day that I'm not doing that other thing. That's $2,000 a day. Now, figure that what that is over a month. That you're saving me, you know, 40 grand a month. That's what I can base your salary on. But it might be you going out and figuring out, Kevin, I was talking to accounting and this occurred and this could have happened. Okay, great. You know, in other words, whatever your part is in a job, figure out something beyond I'm filling a role. How do I bring more value than what they anticipated? And you'll be around forever in your job. Anyway, we're talking about the firing of these inspector generals, and they ask, is retaliation is unlawful? No. But what Pelosi says is the president should acknowledge why we have inspector generals. What's that going to do? We have inspector generals because, in theory, they provide oversight. And then she mentions Watergate, like they did with Watergate. Then she goes on to say he's got a responsibility to Congress first. He's got to let us know why he's going to do it. Really? How is it he's got to let you know when at his own prerogative, with no input from anybody, he can go, I just lost confidence in this person. But he better check with us first. Because we may not have lost confidence. That person may be part of the deep state. Now, I've gone over in the previous segment who was fired. Linick, most recently, because he dared to accuse Pompeo of using State Department personnel for personal gain. Really? So, if you've ever asked a subordinate to grab something while they are up, they're on their way to the office, can you grab me a new tablet? Could you grab me a paperclip? Could you give me a cup of coffee? Could you ask Ted to come by? Whatever you've done that is outside of their supposed job description, you've done exactly what Pompeo's been accused of. And I don't know a person on the planet who hasn't asked somebody whose job description doesn't entail something they were asked to do. I don't know a person on the planet. If you've run a company or been in management or whatever, you've asked somebody to do it. If you are a person who is not in management or run a company, you've been asked to do it. And you probably didn't care. Because it's like, no problem. Sure. Happy to do it. But they want to make it a, oh boy, I don't know. Oh boy, what are we going to do? Essential, she says, Pelosi says, for the president to tell Congress, why did you lose confidence? Well, let me start with this. With respect to Atkinson, he started an impeachment proceeding against me that was completely unfounded. That's the reason. I think what Trump may be telling these folks is this. I know you know why I fired these people. I want you to dig it out of me. Oh, just so you guys don't think I'm not following the news cycle, I do know that the president took hydrochloroquine. And there's a whole big deal on that. I talked about it earlier. I did. I said the Democrats will try to use that as he's not of sound mind and body and invoke the 25th Amendment. There's no limit. I want you to understand this. The Democrats know Donald Trump can fire whomever he wants for whatever reason. And yet, they're saying he violated some sort of protocol by coming to us and telling us why. And so guess what now? Well, it's a controversy. Is it retaliation? And as Anderson Cooper teed up, is it unlawful? Not at all. Nothing here. President, he can fire inspector generals till his heart's content, and then he can put in the people that he wants to do the job. A good example of a guy he put into an acting role that is doing his job, and the Democrats are trying to persecute him for it, and he's laughing at them all the way to his office every single day, is Richard Grenell. A guy doing his job, doing the job of inspector generals, doing the job that says, here's the data. Adam Schiff, you didn't want to release data. I'm going to release it. Either you release it or I'll release it. And you know what happened after Rick Grenell released that data? We found out that Adam Schiff knew with 100% certainty that there was no Russian collusion. And yet, we spent $32 million, that was a number I saw the other day, on a witch hunt. Everybody knew shouldn't have even happened. That's what we did. And you know what? The next series of document drops will prove that Democrats are lying skanks and lying scoundrels. That's what it will prove. But they want to make an issue out of something because that's what Democrats do. Divide. Make issues where there are no issues. That's why California 25 happened, folks. Got to leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.